Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah, Mr. Rogers. Isn't that right? All right, let's all stand up and say our pledges. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll get started. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for all that you've done for us. I just pray now that we might have a good day today. And we give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you can be seated. If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles to Job. Job, the book of Job, chapter 28. We're going to be looking at wisdom and understanding this morning for just a couple minutes. Hang on, I want to turn some lights on. I've been studying the book of Job, and I came across chapter 28, and there's an awful lot in chapter 28. We're not going to have time to go through what I'd like to in it, so I guarantee there's going to be a message on a Sunday morning coming up on wisdom and understanding. Guarantee it. But we're going to take a look at some things this morning from Job's chapter 28. we need to take and understand that sometimes there's things in the Bible we really don't know that much about. If I asked you what wisdom was, what would you tell me? What's the difference between wisdom and understanding? Come on, you guys. You should know the difference between wisdom and understanding. Where do you get wisdom from? Books. That's book learning, all right? That's being book smart. Understanding, then, is how you learn or how you use your wisdom, or it's being street smart. And so you're either book smart or street smart, right? And so we're going to look at that a little bit this morning. But, things do not know what wisdom is. You know, nothing really knows what wisdom and understanding is. In Job chapter 28, starting in verse 1, it says, "Surely there is vain for the silver and the place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to the darkness and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of the darkness and the shadow of death. the flood breaketh out from it happening, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up, they are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it it is turned up as it were fire. And the stones of it that were in the place, sapphire, and it hath dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelp have not trodden it, nor the fierce lions pass by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock, and he overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out the rivers among the rocks, and his eyes seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth tonight." I want you to look at those verses for just a minute in text, in that there's nothing there that I read that knows what wisdom or understanding is. Rocks have no idea what what wisdom and understanding is. Dirt has no idea what wisdom and understanding is. Even gold and silver has no idea what wisdom and understanding is. But where then is wisdom and understanding? Look at verse 12. It says, but where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? And Job is asking this. He says, if we can't find wisdom and understanding in things, where can it be found? If we can't find it in gold and silver, if we can't find it in animals and things like that, where can wisdom and understanding be found? In verse 13, it says, man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith that it's not in me, and the sea saith it's not in me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. So here what we see then is we see that man does not know where wisdom and understanding is found either. Man has no idea where wisdom and understanding is found. Well, where is it then? Where can we find wisdom and understanding? In verses 15 and 16, it says, it cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed in the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir or the precious onyx or sapphire. You can't buy wisdom and understanding. You cannot buy it. Okay, now think about this for a minute. Animals have no idea where it is. The rocks and diamonds and everything in the ground have no idea where wisdom and understanding is. Man doesn't know where wisdom and understanding is, and you can't buy it. And then if you go to verse 20, it says again, whence then cometh wisdom, and where is the price or the place of understanding? You know, Job's saying, well, listen, if nowhere here has wisdom and understanding, where can we find wisdom and understanding? You can't be bought. It's not, man doesn't know where it is. It's not found in the things around us. But we need to realize that wisdom and understanding are very important. In verse 18, it says, no mention shall be made of coral or the pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. What we need to realize is this. We need to realize that the price of wisdom is really important. You know, wisdom is very important. To be wise or know what is going on is very, very important in life. We need to realize, every one of us need to realize that wisdom is something that we need to have. We need to understand what wisdom is. But where do we get it? Where do we get the wisdom and understanding? You know, we haven't found it yet, have we? We haven't found it in gold or silver or diamonds. We haven't found it in animals. We haven't found it in man. We found out that we can't buy it. But where, then, is wisdom and understanding? Look at verses 23 to 27. It says, God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven. To make the weight of the winds, he weighed the waters by measure. When he made the decree for the rain and the way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. Where do we get wisdom and understanding? From God. God is the only place that we can get wisdom and understanding. That's it. We can't get wisdom and understanding anywhere else other than with God. We have to have God with us before we can have wisdom and understanding. The key verse of this whole thing is found in verse 28. It says, And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord is wisdom, and depart from evil is understanding. There's where wisdom and understanding is. Number one, we have to know who God is. We have to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We need to be saved. Then we can have wisdom. Then you're going to get the understanding as you grow spiritually. That's how we get wisdom and understanding. It can't be bought, but it's a free gift to everybody. We need to realize that wisdom and understanding comes only from God, and we need to fear the Lord for wisdom, and we need to depart from evil to receive the understanding that only He has. And if we do that, we're going to have wisdom and understanding. But if we don't, we won't have it. So when you say, well, I want to be wise, and I want to understand a lot of things, well, number one, you got to have know who the Lord is. Number two, you've got to take and do what He wants you to do. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank You so much for today. Thank You for all You've done for us. I pray now that You'll guide and direct us so we get everything accomplished we need to get done. We've got a lot to do today, and I just pray that You'll help us and guide us with our paces, help us to get all of our goals done, and we give You praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we got a lot of work to do today. I'm going to be helping Kendi today with her math and you with your math. Did you find your math? All right, we're still looking for it. Okay. All right, then we should be in pretty good shape. You need math today too, right? Yeah. All right, so we got a lot of math to do today. All right, you are dismissed.